The Institute of Social Policy and Research has criticized the Juba City Council for issuing a tender against the Council's Procurement Act. Boboya James Edmond, who is the head of the institute, says that the state government must adhere to the Procurement and Dispose of Assets Act.
Within this procurement process that the Chief Executive Office of Juba City Council has made, is in line with the acquisition of services. But the requirement that is envisioned by the Public Procurement Disposal of Assets Act was not followed. You have to write invitation to bidders. So the intention was good, but the procedure, which has the policy intent and the legality, was all wrong. Time of doing things in a very traditional way without following the law has ended. It's time for him now to begin to go within the requirements of the law.
Tik Mayardit is Juba's assistant mayor for social services. He says the city council does not have the capacity to collect city garbage and has announced bids for the companies to help in waste management and cleaning services.
We cannot do it because we don't have equipment. The equipment which we are having, I remember we were only having two which were brought by the UNICEF, and then the equipment also which were brought by Mohamed Alhaj Babala when he was the first mayor of Juba City Council. So those will come bare hold. Every now and then you can make a car now, and if it reaches just only like you go to Mulekea here, it will stop. So that means you don't have anything to do. And with the resources which we used to collect, when you go to the region, we got ourselves that we are collecting even zero.
Boboya argues that the city council does not have the experience to work with companies after suspending the East Africa Go Green company. He adds citizens should be involved in the procurement process in order to guarantee the transparency.
So what we wanted to see is that we have to have geoprudent processes so that our money is put to better use. Because we want to make sure that the citizens of this country, the citizens of Juba City Council, should begin to receive services in line with what the law says.
Moga Franco, Juba's assistant mayor in charge of Finance and Administration, says they have formed a team to follow the selection and recruitment process of the companies to avoid previous mistakes.
We will have an exercise of open competition where companies will apply, and once they apply, of course, this committee will set the standards this time, and we want to make sure that for any award of contract, or be it garbage cleaning and the collection, we want to see that the right companies at the end of this exercise award the contracts.
Dina KG Franco, the speaker and chairperson of Juba City Legislative Assembly, says high turnover at the Juba City Council has affected the work of the council. She says a number of orders have been issued without informing her office, and that the parliament is going to sit and summon the leadership of Juba City Council headed by the mayor.
Legislative support, the one who can receive the different application of the contract so that they can be able to deliberate on it, so to approve either the contract good for the people or the company is ready to deliver goods and services to Juba City Council, the legislative supposed to pass or approve that contract. But as a legislative, we didn't receive the copy of that letter. Sometimes as a chairperson of Legislative Council, I'm using my power according to the what's in law or in a local government act or in a conduct of business, but some of my powers have been violated by the executive.
Companies which were contracted by the former mayor to manage waste management in three blocks by the council were terminated by an administrative order on 11th April for failing to clean the city. The chief executive officer of the Juba City Council then decided to invite bidders from interested local and international companies to submit tenders for non-professional services such as waste management in Juba, Kator and Monuki blocks. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.